Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday, the 29th is upon us. Yep, it's the end of July. Let's have a moment of silence, shall we, Jay? Let's have a moment of silence for the month of July. It's been hot and humid and dry and horrible.
Summertime.
Summertime. Some summertime. Seven after the hour. So we have lots of things cooking as usual. Let's see what we have in the good news department. First of all, here's a man who, when canoeing for his bachelor party, lost his iPhone on a river in England, was absolutely amazed when, about 10 months later, he saw sentimental photos of the party posted on Facebook. The effort was to get the phone to the owner. He was in a... Yeah, go ahead. This is
Yeah. He was in a two-man canoe. His partner stood up. They tipped over. The phone falls out, and he's thinking the phone's gone forever. 10 months later, somebody else on the water sees something shiny, and he grabs it, and turns out to be some phone. How many other people would have either just left it, tossed it, tried to sell it, who knows what? But this guy took the phone apart, used all the, like, this different equipment to fully dry it to see if it would even work. It comes back on. It has the date of when the phone went into the water still, and all of these different pictures. And it was, the screensaver was this couple. And so the person posted some of the photos on a Facebook group for this town, hoping to somehow get to the owner. And sure enough, the guy on the bachelor party, he
could be on the bachelorette.
Well, yeah. So it was someday. His bachelor party. So mm-hmm. His friends see these photos and contact him because it starts to get picked up by other news outlets. It kind of goes viral in a way. And 10 months later, the guy gets his phone back with all those sentimental pictures. And the person who found the phone was like, I know that so much of my life is on my phone, especially pictures and videos that mean so much to me that sometimes don't always get backed up to a cloud. And not everybody likes to use a cloud. So he just kind of felt like if I lost my phone, I would be absolutely heartbroken and feel distraught. And so when he found it, he wanted to check it out and get it back to the owner.
So, he did. How about that? He accomplished his goal. Good for him. It's perseverance always pays off. Well, I think always pretty much pays off. Let's see if perseverance in buying tickets to the lottery pays off for you. The drawing is tonight of $1 billion+. After you get to that number, who even knows or appreciates what the number is? But a lot of people buy. I actually bought 4 tickets yesterday, and I did what you suggested, or somebody suggested in our discussion yesterday, buy Quick Picks. I've had numbers that I played that were basically the birthdays of my children, of me, of the dog, that kind of stuff. And and doggone it, it's never done me any good. I won a $10 prize on a $10 ticket once, one of the scratch things.
Oh, nice.
That's about it. Yeah, oh yeah, that's good. Woo-hoo. Let's hear it.
I've never won anything on lottery tickets, but I do need to go play again today, and I'm going to do the same, whatever the numbers are on the 3 tickets I already bought for Tuesday's drawing that I didn't win. I'm going to use those same numbers and do one more quick pick.
Yeah. So one more time. What do you have to lose? A couple of bucks. Big bad. Let's go. Let's win. We'll all be winners. If I win, I'll distribute it to every one of our listeners. How's that?
And you'll still have hundreds of millions left over.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's hear it for the millions listening and the millions that will be left over. Thank you very much. And speaking of things that could be strange, and that would be really very strange, there is a new discovery of one of the strangest things in the universe. From the Did You Know and Do You Care department, scientists, this is that Webb telescope again that's discovering all kinds of things, including stars that don't have planets and planets that don't have stars. The star in our circumstance is what we call the sun. That's the star. That's what people who are living millions of light years away from us will see in millions of years. It's not a very bright star, actually. The sun is one of the dimmest and dullest of all of them in our quadrant of the Milky Way galaxy, which is one of only, millions. There are millions and millions of galaxies, mm-hmm. too. It's hard. We talk about these things all the time. You can't put it in perspective, so why bother?
Space is infinite.
Exactly. So, anyway, it's very unusual. The rogue planet WISE-0856, which is only 7 light years from the Earth, has no star. So they have no heat, they have no light, but it is because of the fact that it's a rogue star, it's very, very dense. It's thick, the atmosphere is. And if it had, according to the people that are studying this, if it had a sun, it would be very similar to the Earth and could sustain life. But without a sun, without an atmosphere, it couldn't host life. At least not that we know of. You wonder sometimes if there isn't some way that life could exist, because all we know is hydrogen and helium and oxygen. Mm-hmm. That's what we know, because that's what creates water, and you can't live in what we think. We think you can't live without water, but who knows what kind of world it could be. So there you go.
Yeah, at least the creatures on our planet can't, but who's to say something else isn't developed in a different way?
It's the creature feature. On the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I, the new moon last night. Did you see it?
Did you see it?
Yeah. New moon, I saw you standing alone. There were meteor showers, though, that started last night, but all of them pretty much converged this weekend. There'll be fireworks in the sky. So if you look to the night sky and you see something, it looks like, oh, look at that. Up in the sky. It's a light. Must be the spaceship. Nope. It's the combining force of, I'm sure everybody studied this in school, the Delta Aquids, the Perseids. I don't even know how to pronounce these things.
Yeah, you? The Perseids, the Capricornids, and
yeah, them too.
I like whenever there is some kind of meteor shower that lasts longer than one night or a couple nights. Because have you ever noticed, Doug, that whenever there
is a meteor shower,
it seems to be a cloudy night.
Oh,
whenever
yeah,
there's like, looked up to the night sky tonight, it's going to be the best night for this meteor shower. And then it's just the night's filled with clouds and you don't see anything.
Cloudy, cloudy night. So anyway, this is the big deal. If you don't know, we had a really good, strong rainstorm for 3 or 4 hours last night. I was praying for rain all day yesterday because I'm checking my corn out in the cornfield, and it's not doing so well because it doesn't have enough moisture. So for those of you who have a big cornfield, you'll be happy to know that the rain has come, at least here. It's supposed to rain again over the weekend. And normally farmers, well, we pray for rain, but like to have it rain 6 or 8 hours during the night, so it doesn't bother what we're doing in the daytime. At any rate, there are a few things changing on the weather map. It's still pretty hot and humid. The east coast will be very, very warm this weekend. So be careful. Make sure you have water with you, all that stuff. Cover your body so that you don't get sunburn. That sort of thing. You won't get a sunburn from the shooting stars, but it will be a night. It's something different. And isn't there another one that comes back in a couple of weeks? There's one this weekend, and then a couple of weeks from now, I think there's another one.
Yeah. Well, this one's the one where all, like, the three different ones, and then what is it? The Delta is supposed to peak, I think, around 2 a.m.-ish this weekend. And then you have the Perseids that go through middle of August.
Okay.
The other one's supposed to go towards the end of August. So there's quite some time to see some of these meteor showers. It's just this coming weekend is the triple threat.
All right. I'll remember that. You'll help me remember all of that stuff. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle. Insurance for your boat. Insurance for your RV. If you got all three of those things, that's a hat trick and you got a home run. Protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE. Maybe your lucky John Hamm will answer the phone. He seems to be all over the progressive ads these days. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go online to progressive.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, so as long as we're in the car theme, this portion of the program also brought to you by O'Reilly. A weak battery can leave you stranded, so don't take any chances. O'Reilly Auto Parts is going to test your battery free. If your battery needs to be replaced, they're pro parts people. They get that alliteration. See what I'm doing there, Jay? The pro parts people.
I like it.
I hope you find the exact battery that fits your car and your budget, because there are different kinds of batteries, as we know. Make sure your car is ready as you drive through your summer vacay. Get your battery tested at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free, 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 free. 19 after the hour. Those of you who have traveled to Japan in the last week or two, here's something that's happening in one of the southwestern Japanese cities. The people there have become, they've gotten attacked by monkeys. Monkeys that are trying to snatch babies.
Snatching babies. This is weird. Yeah, some snatching babies monkeys.
Wow. 58 people have been attacked in the last week or so. It's getting so bad that the city hall hired a special unit to hunt the animals down and shoot them with tranks. The monkeys aren't interested in food, so the traps don't work. They've targeted mostly children. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, children and the elderly. Like, what is happening? And especially the fact that they're not interested in food, and they're saying that these are some pretty plump monkeys, so they clearly have a food source somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like some mad scientist out in the wilderness that's training these monkeys.
Amazing. And then one male monkey was 1.6 feet in height, weighed 15 pounds, was caught Tuesday by shooting him with a gun on his way to get a baby. This is really weird. Monkeys and babies. Are there that many monkeys anywhere in America? There's probably somewhere. It's 21 past the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the Friday DJ. Whoops, I still haven't lost that completely yet. I'm getting there, though. Doug's Good Day with Jay Kirshner. The story, the sad but true story of Sydney Sweeney, who's got pretty cool legs, but she has other things that are a problem. So we'll talk about her problems and not her legs after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right. So what's going on with Sydney Sweeney? She seems to have a problem or two or three. Well,
she is definitely shining a light on possibly a problem that more young actors and actresses are having in Hollywood. She did a cover story with The Hollywood Reporter. She's a 2-time Emmy Award nominated actress. So that shows, like, she is
one
incredible.
For each leg.
Her legs, she does, yeah, her legs are nice. But she talks about how she is starting to experience burnout. She's 24. She feels like she's working a lot and she's doing all these different things because she has financial insecurity as an actress in Hollywood, that a lot of times people think you get all these free things, but you don't. However, you have to show up at places, you have to dress a certain way, and you're having to spend your own money for it. But people aren't getting paid the same. A lot of well well-established celebrities and A-listers who have already been actors for a while are still getting paid as they had been back in the 90s and early aughts. But today's new and young actors aren't getting that, especially with streamers. There really aren't residuals anymore. When people do different episodes, episodic series, when they re-air, a lot of times they would get those residuals. But because streamers are so prevalent and also airing those same shows, even if it's on cable, like normal cable television, they don't get those residuals. And she's worried that she always wanted to become a young mom, and if she even takes a break, that she wouldn't have money to last longer than 6 months after that. And she was saying that the people she has to pay, like her publicist, her manager, all of these other people, ends up being more than what her mortgage even is.
Great. All right. Well, you know, I have a son who's a scriptwriter, and I understand that's how it works. That's how Hollywood works these days, although there are residuals. His CAA contract, he's got a manager, he's got a lawyer and all that other stuff. That's what people who are doing business there, especially writing scripts, because he's learned the hard way by writing a script and giving it to a producer to write, never saw the producer again or the script until it ended up on television as a TV series. So that's how life is down on the farm in Los Angeles. It's unscrupulous. And so she's probably got a point here. Sydney Sweeney, our focus at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Subaru of America has announced pricing on the first ever all-electric SUV, the 2023 Subaru Solterra. The highly anticipated Solterra is packed with new in-vehicle technology. The 2023 Solterra is offered in three trim levels: premium with an MSRP of $44,995, limited with an MSRP of $48,495, and the top of the line touring trim with an MSRP of $51,995. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone cone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now, it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans have a justifiable concern about the recession facing us, President Biden, reading from a cue card, says we're not in a recession.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in recession.
This has declining GDP for 2022 so far, inflation at 9.1%, and 3 months of declining consumer confidence. We'll have the American people deciding if this is a recession. July 2022 Consumer Price Index data is scheduled to be released on August 10th. House lawmakers are preparing to return to Congress and spend more the week of August 8th. They will vote on the Senate's $740 billion climate agenda and self-proclaimed deficit reduction package. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
During a non-election cycle in the summer of 2020, Democrat leaders were pushing the defund the police movement. With a large spike in violence and murders in some American cities, let's flash back to the summer of 2020 on the route. Michigan's Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You look at budgets, and they're overwhelmingly focused on policing and correction systems and the criminal justice system. I think you do all those other things, you don't need all the money that's going to the police department. So, yeah, I mean, the spirit of it, I do support that spirit of it.
Going up against Whitmer, Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan, Tudor Dixon on Fox News.
She's a great gaslighter. I mean, right now she's also telling us that she increased auto jobs in the state, and that's a complete lie. They're trying to attack me because they're scared of me. She knows I'm leading in the polls, but I find this really interesting in the state of Michigan because the Democratic Governors Association hasn't gotten involved in any Republican races yet so far this cycle, except for ours. And this is a very pointed attack. To have more than $2 million go into an ad in the last 7 days of the primary just to get me out of there, she's definitely afraid.
Amazon reported slowing sales and a net loss for the second straight quarter. Strength in their cloud computing business was shadowed by continued weakness in its wheelhouse retail operations. Revenue for the tech giant marked Amazon's slowest growth in roughly 20 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The hour now here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We have a lot of things to go over here. We have children in the news, people in the news, and we have good news, a 100-million-year-old dinosaur. No, this is not Jurassic Park. But it is the story of a dinosaur footprint that was found in China, of all places. Let's see, a pair of sauropods. S-A-U-R-O-P-O-D-S, the long-necked dinosaurs. Did you remember seeing those? We're always the first ones that you kind of saw when you studied dinosaurs.
Yeah, those and the T-Rex are always the first that come to mind when you think of dinosaurs.
So footprints of one of these big dinosaurs was found near a restaurant in Sichuan province.
Yeah, in the courtyard.
Yeah, on top of some farmland. Yep. So it was buried under the soil there, which is obviously what's been going on for 60-some-odd million years. So one of the paleontologists there, professor at China University of Geosciences, says the prints were confirmed using 3D scans of the restaurant's floor. So what, they have a dirt floor? Is that what this... I'm trying to figure out how they found this from... The restaurant wasn't there when the Earth was struck by an asteroid 65 million years ago. So how did they find this? Unless there's a, maybe I don't know. I'm speculating here because I'm trying to figure out how, in the world of fossils, how in the world of fossils did they find his footprints, 25, 26 feet long? So it's a big puppy that would have walked there. There were dinosaurs all over the earth. It's very interesting. People speculate, it's the old, where'd they come from? Kind of like where humans came from. And I speculate that, and this is one of the reasons people think I'm nominally crazy. I expect that there will be, Jurassic Park is a movie and it's a fantasy, right? Well, I'm not so sure that it's a fantasy in the sense that there are still eggs somewhere in captivity. Someplace there's a dinosaur egg. And if not, the fact that we here are humans from another world, in my opinion, I think there's no good reason to explain why there are white people, black people, people that are yellow-skinned. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. People try to explain it away, and it's all BS, as far as I'm concerned. So what I'm suggesting, what I'm speculating on, is that sometime there's going to be something landing on our planet, whether it's a particle in an asteroid. Remember, all the things that are growing on the Earth have come from other planets, and they have come via all of the debris from planets that have exploded over the jillions and jillions and billions and jillions of years. That all that space junk that we talk about from time to time, it comes from planets that all those pieces, those particles have been, some of them have been floating around in the universe for billions of years. And they just find their way to the Earth, and there's something that plops into the soil or into the water, and it starts growing. Stranger things have happened. So how about you can think about that this weekend, Jay? All right?
I will.
I'm sure you will. Okay, children in the news. Everybody ready for da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In the universe, there are lots of children. Here's the story of a 7-year-old boy from California being credited as a hero, quick thinker, helped save a youngster at the bottom of a swimming pool.
Yeah, this is terrifying.
Young Master Brown, Sacramento, swimming with relatives at the apartment complex pool. Mom and his brother saw something out of the ordinary. The youngster was playing in the pool, saw a boy at the bottom. He went down to get him. He's a second grader.
Yeah, noticed a 3-year-old toddler. And this was a stranger. It wasn't like it was one of his family members or anything.
Yeah, I didn't know
he noticed something at the bottom of the pool and looks and realizes there is a toddler at the bottom of the pool without hesitation. Goes down, gets the toddler, brings him up to the surface, and then his 9-year-old cousin helps him pull the boy out of
CPR
the pool.
CPR, too, right?
Yeah, and the adults in the area who immediately realized, not immediate enough, but once they brought the toddler up and got him out of the pool and realized what was going on, and the adults did CPR, the medics came and did what they needed to do. The boy was breathing by the time medics arrived, but was in critical condition. However, the mom of the 7-year-old has been in touch with the toddler's mom, and the toddler's mom has said that that little boy is okay. His life has been saved because of
a lot of times in that circumstance is they'd have brain damage.
Right.
Being without
depending
oxygen.
On how long they were without
oxygen.
So
how did this kid get in the pool? A is a question secondary to the
it's
story.
It's so sadly, it seems like it happens a lot. There's a country singer, I won't want to say well-known, but there's a country singer who actually lost his 3-year-old due to drowning. And a lot of times it seems to happen either when somebody has a pool at their house and they don't realize the door was unlocked or the gate was unlocked, and the toddler finds their way outside and gets in the pool, or a lot of times a kind of a family party where there's so many people around that everybody thinks somebody else is paying attention,
watching.
And then it turns out nobody is paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for this 7-year-old. 3 cheers for that youngster. Here's a story about a baby adopted by a man who found the baby in a trash can. You think these things can't happen, won't happen, don't happen. 27-year-old Jimmy Amasai took a baby he found in a trash can. He was visiting his mother. This was down in Haiti a few years ago. He's a student at Texas State. Came across the child when he was 4 months old. That is, the child was 4 months old. Noticed a large group of people huddled around a trash can. Who? And then, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. People are so sick. And he was 22 at the time, 22, a university student, and just trying to make his own way and further his own education, barely had enough money to scrape by himself, takes the child in and was like, fine, I will be the baby's father. And now the full adoption has finally gone through.
Isn't that, that's a wonderful story, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Think about that. And how could you think normal people say, how in the world could that happen? We all love our children. How could that happen? But it does happen. And it sort of goes back to, I don't want to beat a dead horse, kind of. I don't know if that's a good expression for this. But when it comes to abortion and carrying the child through and what happens to the child, there are so many children that are brought through to term. Not saying it's a good excuse for abortion, but there needs to be a plan. You want to have people carry the baby through, all right? So some people are just not capable, sometimes physically, sometimes mentally, sometimes emotionally, sometimes spiritually. They don't know how to do it. So what's the plan? Not throwing it in the trash can. That's not the plan.
That's one way.
Not the plan.
But if you also look at adoption, how many good, qualified, decent people that want to become parents struggle even adopting because the system is broken? Or you have awful people. Like, look at the Turpin kids, who that family of whores, these foster parents who were able to take in all these kids just to cause pure terror.
Yeah, that's right. Money, money, money. Here's the five-year-old story of a youngster in a Chucky costume. I think there's nothing worse. This is a blight. The Chucky movies and the TV show is sick. Sick, sick. So here's this kid in a Chucky costume. Turns out terrorizing people who don't know that he's in a Chucky doll costume. Right?
He was just walking around. He wasn't running up to anyone. He was just walking around.
Yeah.
Apparently like to dress up as Chucky because why not? People would be driving by in the neighborhood and they're like, why is there a life-size Chucky doll walking around?
Mm-hmm. No excuse. Just that kind of stuff I just don't see. I know you like those kind of movies, but there's nothing creepier.
Horror films are great.
Yeah, okay. Well, there are stories of people who have seen things like this and they have a heart attack. And croak because they get scared. Chucky movies. Is there another one coming out? I remember reading something about another one. They come out every couple of years. Is there a new Chucky movie in production?
Probably. Yeah, there always is something.
You'll be first in line.
I think one is supposed to come out this fall.
Chuck Curry, he loves that stuff too, our movie guy. All right, the two of you, I hope you're very happy together.
Yeah, we'll have to bond over it.
Yeah, coming up in a moment, some people in the news at 44 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!
We
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
After you've eaten all that good food, you put on a couple of pounds. What are you going to do to help yourself get rid of those extra pounds? The BMI, the body mass index, you have one that's off the charts. Okay, well, if you've done your homework, you know there are a lot of good ways to lose weight. Some of them the right way, some of them the wrong way. But then you probably have not even thought about, as many people haven't, when you lose the weight, how do you keep it off? That's where Calotrin comes in, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, the most successful way to keep weight off without having to do stimulants and to do drugs. Yep, no more of that. All you have to do is go to toploss.com and look around, see what there is there, the support, the help of the combination of things, the ingredients that are in the special formula that's FDA approved, made in the USA, tested for quality and purity. It is the perfect supplement for everybody to lose weight and keep it off naturally. 25 years in the making. Go to toploss.com. Take advantage of the dog days of summer sale going on right now. And for free shipping, use the code Doug when you go to toploss.com. Did you say you tried that yesterday, Jane? It didn't work? Do I remember you talking
about that? No. No, not at all. I like it.
All right. Anyway, check it out at toploss.com. 47 after the hour. People in the news. Amy Grant in the hospital. She had a bike accident in your hometown of, or your adopted hometown of Nashville. She's 61 years old. My God. I thought she was like in her 20s still.
Forever young. For real. Right? Well, no, her oldest daughter is, or no, not her oldest daughter, her youngest daughter is mm-hmm. in her 20s. Her youngest daughter is 21. She has a son that's 35, a daughter who is 33.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is pretty rough. She was wearing a helmet, thankfully, so yeah. She was all good. She went to the hospital, and even though she was treated for cuts and abrasions, had the helmet on, she decided to stay overnight for observations just to be cautious, because how many times have we heard something where somebody goes and gets looked at, they are let out and then or discharged, and then something happens later where there was something internally that was missed.
Yeah, yeah. She was married to Vince Gill.
Is married, yep.
She's still married to him? Oh,
yep.
I thought she was. Yeah. Okay. All right, so hold a good thought. Amy Grant seems to be okay. Shakira, another one who may or may not be okay after her the problem with taxes. So the people that are around her advised her to go to trial instead of accepting a deal offered by the Spanish prosecutors who say she defrauded them of $15 million in taxes. Oh, this ought to be fun.
Yeah. Well, she trusts her innocence. That's why she's choosing to leave the issue in the hands of the law and going to trial for it rather than taking a plea deal that was offered to her.
Mm-hmm. And what, I don't know that much. I know the name. Is she doing well in the pop music circuit? Is she?
Yes. She is considered a global superstar. Music, television. She's one of the co-hosts of a competition show that's out right now.
Oh.
She's a busy woman.
Help yourself to the tax man. Get the Beatles song and play it for her. And maybe she can do a cover of Tax Man to help herself out of her problem. 10 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hey, trader. Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started
N 731 in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain product services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday portion of the program that's devoted to farm, food, and family. Today's National Lasagna Day. Are you a tomato lover, a cheese lover, a veggie lover, pasta lover? And do you make the flat noodles yourself, or do you hire it done? You can buy those things.
You get those ready-to-boil noodles, no-boil noodles, already ready to go. So I will say lasagna is better the next day. Have you ever noticed that? Whenever you make it that day and eat it that day, it's good, it's delicious, but that next day when all those flavors get to meld together, oof, no
stopping
it.
Amy's makes a good gluten-free lasagna, gluten vegetarian. They really are. They're very tasty. That's what I like. Something like that. Anyway, the word lasagna originates from the Greek. The name stems from the word laganon, which is the earliest form of pasta. And so you all know the flat sheets of dough. And then, you know, you put whatever the layer is. You get all kinds of sauce, right? Some people put vegetables, some people put meat. Have you had a fish lasagna? I wonder what a fish lasagna would taste like.
I could imagine that more so with a white sauce.
Yeah,
maybe. We have like a white lasagna or whatever. Right. Veggie lasagna is clutch. It's so good.
Yum. Yep, clutch. I like that. All right, so lasagna day. Today is lasagna day. In a moment, the story of a man accused of neglecting a lot of animals and what happened to him right after this.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
All right, here's the story, Jay, of a man from Phoenix now facing 70 counts of animal cruelty. Authorities say he was neglecting his livestock. Court documents show this fellow named Joe Salazar, 57, was arrested this week. People responded to a farm call. It wasn't really related to this. They were just there. Officers looked around. And apparently he wasn't around, so they got to his sister, saw all these neglected animals. I can't understand. There was a dead cow lying
dead
in
cow,
the corner.
No water, no food containers.
Oh, my God. That is criminal.
To have a left leg infection.
Yeah.
Just so much. Absolutely
criminal.
Horrific. A cow missing their eye.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. What would motivate you to treat an animal like that? I know a lot of people who are in the cattle business or the dairy business who treat cows as objects instead of as beings. And I know that that's maybe you would say, what do you, they're just, they're commodities. They produce milk, that's it. And they may have a heart and they have a brain, but they have a soul too, whether you know it or not. Animals have
personalities.
Yeah, oh yeah, my cows have lots of personality. Here's something, if you're a Sprite drinker, and I actually do have. I have, when I go, I don't drink alcohol, so I'll have a Sprite or a 7-Up or something. So, they're saying, so long, goodbye to the green bottle, adios. The announcement that this drink is going to transition to a clear plastic bottle. How about you don't use plastic? How about you use something else? Maybe recyclable glasses? What else can you put this stuff in these days?
Glass for sure. In the plastic they do use, it can be recycled into other plastic things, but with the fact that it's green, it makes it more difficult, so that's why they want to change the color, so it heightens the chances of it being remade into other things that contain plastic.
Polyethyl terra who's your what? That's what.
But when you drink things out of plastic, like especially water, drink water out of plastic or metal or glass, and you can taste the different flavors for the lack of taste. Whenever it's with plastic, you can taste it. When it's in a can or aluminum or something, there's just this kind of funky taste to it. But when you put it in glass, it's not there.
Yep. All right, so there you go. We'll have a moment of silence for the green bottles of Sprite. How's that? Food, farm, family at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.